Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. And again, I can't say it enough, wow, each installment of Motivational Monday is truly insightful and rich. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you our global listening audience for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This will, of course, lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So don't be scared. At the appropriate time, feel free to jump right on in. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in. So I want you to know that I encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your tablets, sit at your desktop, on your laptop, whatever you need, your iPad. Get whatever you need to capture the richness of what is shared on today's program. Before we jump right on into today's topic, which is a part two from last week, and we're going to take it to another level and give you some more richness around the laws of success, I want you to take a quick moment, if you will, to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, scream from the rooftop, use the telephone game, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. I'm really excited about part two of today's program. Why? Because it's so important to have mentors alive and dead. And one of my mentors that is no longer here, but yet their legacy lives on, is Napoleon Hill. In 1925, Napoleon Hill wrote The Laws of Success, and it's 16 lessons. And I must say that this has been truly a book that I have gleaned from the various principles. And so when I was thinking about last week what would be a rich show to build on, I really thought about The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill, because it truly has been one of those very mentors that has truly impacted my journey around the principles that are being shared. For those of you that don't know, Napoleon Hill was a friend of Andrew Carnegie, who discovered that Carnegie believed the formula of success could be outlined in simple lessons for anyone to understand. Napoleon Hill spent 20 years of his life studying Carnegie and his associates in order to write a simple formula for success. Napoleon Hill was granted access to America's elite, including the likes of Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Theodore Roosevelt, John D. Rockefeller, and Charles Schwab, just to name a few. He became so well respected that eventually served as presidential advisor to both Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Napoleon Hill's The Laws of Success in the 16 lessons is truly insightful, I believe, and really rich. And it really gets into some nuts and bolts around success. You know, when I think of laws like the law of gravity, with every law there is a consequence. And so it's important to understand that if you break these very foundational laws, you will receive the adverse effect. And, you know, what's interesting is that initially when the laws of success were created, these laws were literally distributed to only 118 men, and they were all very wealthy. But now the 15 laws that have been outlined are available for individuals such as myself, for all of us, because of the legacy that has been left for us to be able to start on our path and our journey to success. So just to give you a recap on what was discussed last week on our installment of Motivational Mondays, we discussed several of the laws. Number one, decide on a goal. We talked about having a definite chief aim, that central focus. Number two, believe in yourself, the significance of self-confidence. And when you have a definite chief aim, this central focus builds your confidence. You feel more empowered on your journey because your focus is clear. Number one, decide on a goal, having a definite chief aim. Number two, believe in yourself. Having self-confidence is key. Number three, get in the habit of saving. We talked about this habit of saving, and the opposite of saving is spending. And, you know, it's so interesting because on Friday I had the opportunity to do a team building session for a private organization. This was a private team building session that I did on Good to Great. And one of the principles of Good to Great is that you have to stop, you know, we have things to do lists, and this principle was things to stop doing. And I wanted to bring that connecting point with what we're talking about right now, because when you get into the habit of saving, that is a good habit. So that is something that is a thing to do. But that bad habit of not saving, that should be high on your list of things to stop doing, even if it's pennies every day. Many of you know that I serve a Christian-based organization, Christian Business Ministries, and my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Why do I bring that up as it relates to this habit of saving? We have this event at the beautiful Al Hattie Private Christian Resort, shameless plug. And what's so interesting is that we had an individual who wanted to come to the resort, but her resources were very slim. But she remembered that she had this big jar that she had underneath her sink or something that she would just constantly throw change in. This was a part of her process of saving. And so she wanted to come to the resort. She needed the resources for this particular event. And she was reminded, you've been diligent in your saving. You know, putting pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, whatever it was, here and there, into this big jar. That she literally just, you know, left it there, said, I'll use it. I'll know when to use it at the right time, but I'm going to save it for something in the future. In short, she went to Coinstar. I don't know if you're familiar with Coinstar. It's a little coin machine. It's green. It makes all this noise, bells and whistles. Coach Adams must admit I've had to go to Coinstar on more than one occasion with some change to bring that change together and get some dollars. And so we're talking about, again, getting in the habit of saving. And I'm sharing with you a benefit of this individual's story and their due diligence in saving. So they took this jar, this big, you know, jar, to Coinstar, and they start to hear the rattling of the sound. They start to make it almost sound like you're at this, you know, like you're in Vegas, you know, and you just won the jackpot. All these little noises are going off when Coinstar is counting your coins, and it's all this vibrancy around this green machine with the gold lettering. And so she's going through this process and just waiting because she has all of these coins. To her surprise, she literally had saved more than what she needed to participate in this event on the mountain. And so I want to encourage you around saving. Get that big jar, whatever it is. As we used to say, you know, growing up, the piggy bank, whatever that looks like. Just start saving. Get into the habit of saving. Take those coins, put them in a jar or something, and you'll be surprised over time what you're able to put together. And you never know, it may support you in a rainy day. So create that habit. Let saving be on your things to do list and not saving be on your stop to do list. Things that you would stop doing because it's a bad habit. Become a leader. We talked about initiating one's leadership, and I wanted to share with you that what's so key and significant of understanding this is that there are three types of influence behavior, and I teach this with my mentors in Boss the Movement, that 87% of people are followers. They don't take the initiative. You have 10% of people or influence behavior, 10% are categorized as destroyers, but there's that small remnant, which is this 3%. And so when we're talking about this 3%, I want you to know that this is so key as it relates to the laws of success, that you have to grow in your leadership. And if you want to go from good to great in your business, in your endeavors, in life in general, you have to learn to grow to what Jim Collins, good to great, recognizes as this level 5 leadership, not just a leader, but you are a leader that can influence individuals on things to do, what to do, because you have a vision. So leadership is key in being able to initiate that leadership. Be creative. We talk about the significance of allowing your imagination to run wild. This is number 5. Allowing your imagination to run wild, whatever that looks like for you. Getting to that quiet place so that you can hear, so that you can imagine things that are greater beyond you. And that brings us to today's programming on the Laws of Success, Part 2. And so now we're going to get into the other laws of success. If you did not successfully capture what was just shared and you were unable to tune in on last week, I want to remind you that you can always visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. So you can get the fullness and the richness of what was shared in our first installment of the Laws of Success. Now, as we now move into Part 2, we're going to start at number 6 and get into a greater fullness around the rest of the Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. Be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm will enable you to saturate all with whom you come into contact with. And what's interesting about this one is that people are attracted to individuals who have great energy, or what they may say is a great vibe, has a great aura. And so enthusiasm is key. Enthusiasm positions you to be attractive. And there is a law of attractive and a law of attractiveness, the law of attraction. So I want you to know that this law of attraction is based on this enthusiasm, this good vibe, this pleasing personality, this great energy that people are attracted to. Remember, we said that with every law, there is an effect, or a consequence. So if you are not positive, if you do not have a good vibe, if you are negative, you will repel people. People will not want to be in your space. They won't want to, you know, engage with you. They run when you are coming in their direction. They see you calling on caller ID. They send you to voicemail because your energy is energy that takes the life out of an environment versus blowing, giving to the environment. And so this enthusiasm is so key because it now makes you attractive, and it enables you to saturate all with whom you come in contact with, interested in you and in your ideas. Because when you have a good vibe, people will pause and say, I want to hear what that person has to say. This enthusiasm is the foundation of a pleasing personality, and you must have such a personality in order to influence others to cooperate with you. And that is so key, because the laws of success, when you're a leader, you have to be able to influence people. And many are in leadership, and their leadership is negatively directed. Their leadership is that of a destroyer. They're not influencing people. They're repelling people. That's not the kind of leader that you want to be. And I'm sure many of you listening in, you can think about a leader that may be in leadership, that their leadership is totally negative. It's negatively driven. It doesn't compel you. It does not draw you in. You don't want to hear what they have to say. It's not influencing you. And so as it relates to the laws of success and you being able to crystallize your vision and achieve your goals and live out your dreams, you must have great energy. You must be enthusiastic. You know, many years ago, forever ago, actually, I used to hear a quote that it wasn't altitude that determined your success, but rather attitude. Attitude is a part of this enthusiasm. Are you one that sees the glass half empty or half full? Are things always optimistic in your life, or are you a pessimist? Can you always find the negative versus the positive? Because that's going to determine the energy, the vibe, the aura in which you navigate through life. So learning to be enthusiastic is so key. Enthusiasm is based on a passion, this connection from the inside out. You can't get it from the outside. You have to have it on the inside of you. It's a greater anchor base. And so I want you to know that this enthusiasm, being enthusiastic, is key in the laws of success. That's number six. Number seven, develop self-control. Self-control is this balance wheel. And with self-control, your enthusiasm and this directing and where you wish to carry things and carry life is so key, because this lesson will teach you in a most practical manner to become the master of your fate and the captain of your soul, the captain of your ship, being your system that's known as you. Many people don't have any self-control. They fly off the handle at any moment. They say whatever they want to say. They don't have filters. And that can be a turnoff. They're not disciplined. And so developing self-control, even when you want to curse somebody out, you filter that. See, that is a great leader that knows how to filter that. They're mature enough that they know how to censor and filter. Doesn't mean that they don't feel it, but they have developed self-control in that. They know how this balance wheel works, and they know how to manage that accordingly. Developing self-control is becoming a master. You now put yourself in a position to practically position yourself in a manner in which you now become the master again of your own fate and the captain of your soul. And that is so key. You know, you've met people, they just say whatever, they fly off the handle, they have no self-control. That's not a person that I want on my team. And it's not a person that I want on my team because they will say the wrong thing at the wrong time. You know, it's so interesting when we're talking about developing self-control. I was talking to an associate of mine literally just last week, and they were sharing with me this story of a situation where they realized that if they did not operate and exercise self-control in that very heated moment, it would have turned out extremely negative. We've seen this in the media. We've seen individuals flying off the handle, not walking in self-control, and the results of that. Remember, we said there is a consequence. There is a consequence. With life, in life, there's a cause and there's an effect. And so with each law, there is a consequence. You jump off of a building, guess what? It's not rocket science. You will fall to the bottom. You will fall to the bottom. If you jump off of a building, you're going to, because of the law of gravity, you will fall to the bottom. Now, will you kill yourself? That's determined based on how high you jump and all of those various factors. But the point still remains that when you jump, you come down, you will fall. Why? Because of the law of gravity. That is the consequence of jumping, you will fall. So I want you to know that this development of self-control is so key. And as I was sharing, this associate of mine said they realized that if they had not mastered and been in self-control, the situation would have been negative. They may have gotten, the police may have gotten involved, because it could have gone so awry, it could have gone so bad in that moment. Think about those moments where you were not in control. And I want you to really process and recognize that this simple principle, this simple law of developing self-control, it will guard you against. It will guard and protect you against negativity, negative situations, because it is key that we must grow in being a master of our systems, a master of our emotions, operating in self-control. I can tell you a personal situation that occurred with me many years ago when I was in property management, and literally this is forever ago, when I was full-time in property management before I started walking full-time in my purpose at this level, which has been about 14 years completely independent. And so I remember the situation. I was in property management. I was an assistant manager, leasing manager for a property in the West L.A., not West L.A., Ladera area, excuse me, the Westchester Ladera area. I had this manager who was a tyrant, and we had a very tumultuous relationship, to say the least. I mean, it was volatile. And in short, I'm talking about the laws of success, making a connecting point, giving you another picture image, developing self-control, and the significance of that. In short, had a situation where the person called me into their office behind closed doors under false pretenses. It was actually an ambush. They had our regional director on the line. They began to lie and present false evidence associated with me. It was bad. And I'm sitting in that moment, and I'm literally holding my hands and I'm clutching my hands because I know that I must stay in self-control. But in a brief moment, the out-of-body experience that I was dealing with while I'm fighting to consciously stay in control, in that flash of my out-of-body experience, I saw myself leaping over the desk with such vigor and fire, hands clutched around that individual's neck, literally squeezing the very life out of them. The caution tape, the news headlines, manager, you know, assistant manager kills manager in the heat of the moment. When I think back now, it is funny, but in the moment, it was not funny. And I wouldn't even be sitting here in the studio sharing with you on Motivational Monday, presented by Inspired Media for You, had I not operated in self-control. Because the flash of the image that I saw, that person was roadkill. And there are, we said, with every law, there is a consequence. The consequence of making them roadkill would have been serving time behind bars. Like the other story that I shared with you, my associate saying the police would have gotten involved. It was that heated. And so we have to know how to keep ourselves focused and centered, keeping and mastering our emotions, not allowing others to push our buttons so that now we are no longer in control, that we fly off the handle, losing it in a moment, and yet we see it each and every day. It's a reality. It happens. We see it in the media each and every day of individuals that do not exercise and walk in self-control. Don't let that be you. Develop self-control. Self-control, truly, you are the stronger individual. One would say and perceive that meekness is a weakness. But meekness is truly rage under fire that one has controlled and contained. There's greater power in the ability to control that fire that's raging beneath the surface. And no one knows it but you. And you keep, quote unquote, the upper hand. When you're in business settings, when you are discussing deals, you can't just fly off the handle. You want to be able to be that leader. When you're dealing with your team, your staff, those that are supporting you, whoever it may be, those individuals that you bring on board to support your vision, you have to be in control. And there are some times when they're going to get on your last nerve. They're going to make decisions that bring that rage and fire. But as a leader, you have to be able to operate and walk in self-control. Next on our list, number 8, do more than what you are paid for. Do more than what's required. The habit of doing more than what you are paid for is so key. And I love this particular law. I mean, I love all of them. I think they are all so rich, and I'm so grateful for the 20 years that Napoleon Hill invested his time with Dale Carnegie to give us these laws that we can all see that are so awesomely outlined, that are so practical, that you truly recognize if you walk in them, you'll yield great and positive results. And he, you know, when I went through the list of some of the individuals that he did the research with, he was able to get in front of, these are names of individuals that have accomplished, that at the time accomplished great things. Henry Ford, for example, his legacy still lives on. All of their legacies still live on. Thomas Edison. Had to pay my Edison bill just the other day. So, I mean, I can go on and on. Charles Schwab, John D. Rockefeller, all of the names that we mentioned previously. So I want you to know that what we're talking about is so key. And being able to, in your environment, wherever you are, do more than what you are paid for. You know, some people show up and it's just about the paycheck. They do just enough to get by. Don't ask them to do anything outside of, quote unquote, their perceived job description. If you do because it's about the paycheck, and they're only doing just enough to get by, they're going to get nasty, they're going to get funky. But the habit of doing more than what you are paid for is one of the most important lessons of the Laws of Success course. It will teach you how to take advantage of the law of increasing return, which will eventually ensure you a return in money far above and beyond. It far outweighs, it's in greater proportion to the service that you're able to render. No one may become a real leader in any walk of life without practicing the habit of doing more work and better work than that for which he or she is paid for. When you do more than what is required, more than what you're paid for, you win favor. You win favor with people when you give them more than they expect, when you give them more than they anticipate. It's so interesting. Two Saturdays ago, I was a part of a workshop at my church. And as we were discussing with the individuals that were in attendance, one of the things I always love to ask people, it's just the coach in me. So in any environment that I'm in, I always love to ask, was this time beneficial and what did you take away? And so I was having a conversation with a beautiful individual, and I was asking her to reflect on what she was taking away. And I began to smile on the inside when she said, wow, I got so much what more than what I anticipated. Now, granted, this was a free workshop, but the bottom line is that spoke volumes for that individual to say, I got more than I anticipated. Granted, she did not pay for this workshop monetarily, but she did pay for it in that it was a four-hour workshop. So she paid for it in her time invested, time that she can never get back. And so to hear her say, I got more than I anticipated, that was just truly music to my ears because I understand the laws of success in any environment, that this giving more than what's required, more than what you are paid for, is so significant and so key. If you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays, I want to thank you for joining us on Inspired Media for You. Today we are having a rich dialogue or discussion and sharing some empowerment around The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. This is part two of a two-part series. We've already discussed, and just bringing you up to speed of what we've covered so far, we've discovered that law number one in the Laws of Success, that we must decide on a goal, has a definite chief aim. Number two, believe in yourself, that self-confidence is key. Number three, get in the habit of saving. The habit of saving is a good habit, and we have to replace that bad, negative habit of not saving with the habit of saving. Number four, become a leader, one that initiates and takes charge, initiates in their leadership. Number five, be creative. Allow your imagination to run wild. Allow the witty ideas to just simply flow, the creativity to flow. Number six, be enthusiastic. I teach in the youth that to be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is never based on, quote unquote, how you feel, but it's learning to charge the atmosphere despite how you feel. Number seven, develop self-control. Self-control is key, being able to master your systems and walking in discipline. When you're able to do this, this puts you in a position that you now become the master of your fate and the captain of your soul versus allowing situations to control you, you control them. One of the things that my mentors often ask the question and teach is, if someone was petting you, who is in the position of power? The one that is being petted or the petor? It's the petor. They are in a greater position of power. Number 8, do more than you what you are paid for is where we are in our laws of success as we continue on this rich and empowering journey. Understanding that doing more than your what you're paid for, more than what's required, is without question the most important lesson of the laws of success. Because it truly teaches you and gets you in the position of advantage of the law of increase and return. It's been stated that it is far better to give than to receive. Ah, and when you give, you will receive because of the natural laws. Number 9, develop a pleasing personality. A pleasing personality is the most important tool for attaining success. Because this pleasing personality will win you favor. When combined with intelligence, it will enable you to remove mountains of obstacles because favor will be found before you. This one lesson alone has made scores of master salesmen and has truly developed leaders overnight. Why? Because people found it pleasing to be around them. Their pleasing personality won them favor. It will teach you how to transform your personality so that you may adapt yourself to any environment. It's like being a chameleon, or to any other personality in such a manner that you may easily dominate. You know, it's so interesting because I'm doing some consulting at a very in a very diverse environment, the most diverse environment culturally that I've dealt with that I can recall at any time. A lot of different ethnic backgrounds, a lot of different cultures, individuals from different countries. It's very mixed. And you can't deal with one person in the same way that you would deal with another because culturally there's differences. And so learning to deal with a mix of people really puts you in a very powerful position. And this is key. Whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are that you're fighting to achieve, whatever that all looks like for you, you have to learn to have a pleasing personality that can connect with various people in any environment. You can't show up in every environment the same way that you would. You have to know how to, quote unquote, be that chameleon that can adjust and adapt, that people would say, wow, he or she has such a pleasing personality. Despite obstacles, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter if you're dealing with strong A personalities, no matter if you're dealing with someone that's rude and nasty and salty, whatever that may be, it's easy to connect with people that have a pleasing personality. But wow, when you're dealing with someone that is not so pleasing, what stand, what position will you take? Ah, that is key. Will they cause you to crumble? Will they dominate you? Will you allow them to override you? Or will you take control of the situation? Right there is some great food for thought. Think about that for a second. Developing a pleasing personality. Number 10, think clearly. So often, many of us, we don't take the time to accurately think through our vision. And it is truly important for us to have this foundation of a sound mind and thought process. So I want you to know that thinking clearly is key. And the ability to think clearly, it really goes back to being able to master and to be in control. All of this is key because when we are not in control, guess what? We can't think clearly because of being in the heat of the moment. So accurate thinking is one of the important foundation stones of all enduring success. This lesson teaches you how to separate facts from mere information. It teaches you how to organize known facts into two classes, the important and the unimportant. And this is so key as it relates to time management and being able to effectively manage your systems and your time. Think clearly. This particular law also teaches you how to determine what is an important fact. It teaches you how to build definite working plans in the pursuit of any calling out of facts. Love it. So key. Do you think clearly, or are you so in the heat of the boat in the heat of the moment that you lose all focus on clarity? I'm excited to hear from you. I really am. And so I want you to know that this is, we're going to take a pause. We're going to get into the rest of our information that we have to share with you around the laws of success. But I want to take a quick pause. And I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. I want you to know, for you to chime in, all you have to do is press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, meaning your laptop, your desktop, utilizing your tablet, your iPad, whatever that electronic device may be, and you're listening in via the internet, you do have to dial in to engage and ask a question and make a comment. Would love to hear from you. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. This is the time that we welcome that. And, of course, as I stated earlier at the top of the hour of empowerment, our hour of empowerment, we love this time of interaction. So I want you to know that we welcome your chiming in and encourage it. So if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, dial in. Again, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue on in the laws of success. But let's do a quick summary recap as we fight to drive and bring it all home. We're learning from one of my mentors by way of wisdom from their legacy of a book, The Laws of Success, and the 16 lessons that were written in 1925 by Mr. Napoleon Hill, who literally invested 20 years of his life studying Dale Carnegie and Dale Carnegie's associates and came up with the laws that we're discussing today. I have connected with, fight to utilize each of these laws in my growth and development at different levels and have a great consciousness around them and just wanted to share this wisdom that I have gleaned with you, our global listening audience, as it is our desire each week on Motivational Mondays, hosted by Coach Adams, here on Inspired Media for You to bring you rich and empowering content that would support you in growing and moving to the next level and crystallizing your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. So the laws of success, as we do a summary recap as we prepare to wind down today's programming. And again, it's not too late for you to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Decide on a goal. Have a definite chief aim, number 1. Number 2, hope you got your pen and pads ready and you are capturing all of these wonderful notes. Number 2, believe in yourself. Self-confidence is key. Number 3, get in the habit of saving. No more needs to be said about that. Break that bad habit of not saving and just being a consumer. Save. Number 4, become a leader. Initiate and take your leadership. Be creative. Allow your imagination to run wild. Be enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is key. Develop self-control, understanding that self-control is this fire that has been contained. You're able to control that rage. Do more than you're paid for. Doing more than what is required. More than what people expect. Develop a pleasing personality. If your personality is not so pleasing, guess what? You can change that. You don't have to continue to be Debbie Downer or whatever the little term may be. You can make a shift in your personality, and you can become more pleasing by just simply operating in that consciousness of the desire to do so, learning that, understanding that when you learn to have a pleasing personality, one, it is attractive, as we discussed earlier. Enthusiasm is attractive. Having a pleasing personality is attractive. There is a law of attraction, and you want to be able to attract people. When you're able to attract people, you're able to win favor. You're able to influence them, and having this pleasing personality is key. People are not drawn to someone that they perceive as a tyrant and rude and nasty and ugly. So whatever your industry, whatever your vision, whatever your focus, you need people. Even if it's that you need one person to buy into your vision, you still have to be able to win friends and influence people. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Think clearly. This accurate thinking is so key, and it's truly important because it allows you to process well. It allows you to make the right decisions. It allows you not to operate in the heat of the moment, and that goes back to being in self-control, having a cool head so that you can think clearly. Being focused, learning how to master this art of concentration, learning to focus, knowing what your goal is, this chief aim, and being able to focus onto whatever that is that you are fighting to achieve. Concentration teaches you how to focus your attention upon one subject at a time until you have worked out the practical plan for mastering that subject. And this is so key. You know, I often laugh. Haven't you heard the term? Being a jack of all trades and what? A master of nothing. I interact with people often in the workplace, in the marketplace, in my coaching practice. They're a master of nothing. They're jacks of all trades. They don't know how to focus. They don't know how to concentrate. They don't know how to narrow their attention. They're all over the place. In essence, their behavior is schizophrenic. They're here, they're there, they're, you know, they're just all over the place. And so we have to know how to narrow our focus, how to concentrate on a particular subject. This law of being able to focus and concentrate will teach you how to align yourself with others in such a manner that you may have the use of their entire knowledge to back up your plans and purposes. I really like that. It will give you a practical working knowledge of the forces around you and show you how to harness and use these forces in furthering your own interest. What is your interest? Your vision. What is your interest? Your goal or goals. What is your interest? Living out your dreams. Remember, we said with every law, there is a consequence. So if you are schizophrenic, if you are jack of all trades and you have not mastered this art of concentration, being able to nail your focus, and you're wondering why you're not reaping the success that you desire, it's because you're all over the place and you need to focus. Now, it's not to say that you may not have various branches under the umbrella of, for example, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment. All of it connects: the speaking, the training, the coaching, the empowerment, the latest under the umbrella, and you'll hear more about this in the coming weeks, co-author. So whatever that looks like, it should all connect. And there is a central focus. It's not various things that, okay, today I'm a track runner and tomorrow I'm a boxer and the next day I'm in real estate and the next moment I'm in taxes and the next moment I'm a lawyer and the next moment I'm a doctor and I'm all over the place. No, there is a central focus. Number 12. Work well with others. You are and have learned to cooperate with other people. You're able to, you know, get along with other people, mastermind, brainstorm with other people. This is number 12. Number 13, you've learned from your mistakes. We fall down, we get back up. Get back up. With wisdom, you get back up understanding that you need to learn from that experience, and it teaches you how to, from those mistakes, learn and develop through your failures or temporary defeats. Number 14, practice tolerance. Woo, we could go on regarding tolerance, but tolerance will teach you how to avoid this judgment of others that are not like you, learning how to tolerate people that are different. We have to be able to, just as Rodney King would say many years ago, can we all just get along? I think it was Rodney King. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong. Number 15, the golden rule. Practicing the golden rule will teach you how to make use of this great universal law of human conduct in such a manner that you may easily get harmonious cooperation from any individual or group of individuals. Wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Woo! But you know what? We got through all of the laws of success. And I know at the end I had to rush through. You can always pick up the book if you have any questions. You can always hit us on our Facebook page, our Motivational Mondays Facebook page, and ask your question for greater clarity. We'll be happy to do that. Or email admin@coachadams.com. If you're not a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com. Know that our next Win Shop, our pre-sale tickets are open and already in process for the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. Will be hosted January 27th. 2018. To learn more, you can call 310-289-2101 or email admin@coachadams.com. Wow. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I coach, you win. We're here every Monday to bring you a rich dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week.